So this is what you do the first time we're back together as a family, Vampire Book Club.
Warning, this podcast, Vampire Book Club, will contain spoilers from The Vampire Diaries, The Originals, and Legacies. Hey guys, welcome to my podcast, Vampire Book Club. In today's episode, I have a guest. Her name's Steph.
Hi everybody.
We're going to be doing a special episode. It's going to be This or That, Vampire Diaries edition. We're going to do a ship's edition and a species edition and just a general edition. So I'm just going to ask questions and we're both going to answer them. Damon or Stefan? We'll start with a basic one.
Stefan.
Just because you think he's the better brother, or like for Elena, or just in general?
I think that for Elena, he's better.
I like Damon better personally, for Damon and for Elena, like just in general. All right, so what next? Catherine or Elena?
Elena. Because she has the both brothers like at each other at some points in the show.
I mean, Catherine does too, but I hate Elena. I hate Elena's guts with all of my heart and love Catherine. I like all the bad people. They're just better. Elena's so whiny. And Mystic Falls or New Orleans?
New Orleans, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, I like that Mystic Falls is a fake town, but I love that like it's really a vampire-y, like New Orleans is really a vampire lore town. Caroline or Bonnie Bennett?
Definitely Bonnie Bennett.
Yeah?
I do. I like her way better.
Why?
Because I like the powers that she has and the,
she does have some cool powers.
Yeah. I think she saves the show in the end of Vampire Diaries.
She definitely does. She's a badass.
And I think she's just a badass all overall.
I do like her, but I think that personally I am Caroline. So I'm going to have to say that I think I like Caroline a little bit more. I started out as a really jealous, insecure person, and I do care about everybody, but sometimes I still say the things I shouldn't say. And
I think you've always liked Caroline better, though.
Yeah, because I've always been like her. I can just relate to her more, personally, but I do love witches more.
Yeah.
Like, deep down in my soul, even though the show doesn't give them as much credit as they deserve. If you could be any species in the TVDU, in the whole universe, what would it be?
A werewolf.
A werewolf?
Yeah.
I would personally be a heretic. Because they can be a vampire and a witch, and I love that about them.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I didn't even think of that.
That's cool, though. So this is This or That Prison World questions. 1994 or 1903 Prison World?
1994.
I agree with that one because I'm definitely... Just like I enjoy the 90s. It was cool to see all the flashbacks of that other prison world, but we get enough of that in the show.
Maybe it's because it's also my birth date.
Year? Yeah. That's cool. Would you rather be trapped with Kai Parker or Sybil? I guess this isn't really a prison world question, but...
Kai Parker.
Yeah, me too.
As much as I can't stand him in some parts of the show, I definitely would still rather be stuck with him.
Yeah, and I think that he also... He might kill me a few times, but, I mean, he's sexy, and I think I would have more fun with him, and he's just more fun.
Well, then again, every day is a new day, and you restart your life anyways, so...
If it's your prison world.
Yeah.
Would you rather have him as, like, a sociopath or with magic, if he had his own magic?
His own magic, I think.
Prison World pancakes or Prison World bourbon?
Definitely bourbon.
Oh, no, I really like those pancakes.
Yeah, the pancakes too.
But if I was
too,
in prison world, I'd want to be drunk, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
Can we put the bourbon in the mix, in the pancake mix?
I think we need both of them, to be honest with you, if we're going to be drinking.
True. Absorb some of that alcohol. Would you rather be stuck with Bonnie Bennett or Damon Salvatore in a prison world?
Damon, definitely.
Definitely Damon.
Yeah. Any day.
Okay, I guess that's it for the Prison World edition. So we're going to move on to favorite ships. Feel free to throw in your own, too, if you like a different one. But they might come up, I guess.
Yep.
We'll start with the most basic one. Damon and Elena or Stefan and Elena?
Stefan and Elena.
Lame. I'm just kidding. I am definitely a Damon and Elena fan.
Well, it's hard because, like, I liked them. It's like I go back and forth, so, you know, but I definitely think Stefan, just because I feel bad for him because he started out with her first, and I think it just makes me definitely want Stefan and Elena together.
I like Damon and Elena more. I feel like they just had a lot more chemistry in general, and I think that has a lot to do with the actors, obviously, but I'm definitely a Elena fan. I did like Selena when they first started, but clearly they fell in love and Elena couldn't help herself because she's a whore. I'm just kidding.
I know. No, she definitely gives me Snooki Stackhouse vibes.
Oh, Snooki Stackhouse.
I can't even say it. Yes.
Yeah, she definitely does. I agree. Snooki Stackhouse. She's one of the sluttiest vampire lovers there is. Yeah, for sure. So the next one, another basic. So Caroline and Klaus or Caroline and Stefan?
Caroline and Stefan.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow, I'm surprised. I'm definitely a Caroline and Klaus girl.
You always have been, though.
I know, so. And I'll never change. I do like both of them in other relationships, but they're the best together, and they should have had more time with each other.
Yeah, I think it would have been awesome for them to have, like, another season, like, with more of them together.
And I really do like Tyler. I really love Tyler and Caroline together, and I was so mad that they broke them up just for them not to give us Caroline and Klaus. Like, because they could have been an amazing couple, a perfect couple. And then they just, like, broke them up so they could make room for Klaus, and then Klaus was gone in his own little world.
Yeah, it definitely makes sense.
Bonnie and Enzo. Or Bonnie and Jeremy.
Bonnie and Enzo.
I agree. They were endgame. They were amazing together. She really deserved somebody who cared about her like Enzo did, because she never really got that. Jeremy fucking cheats on her with a ghost and shit.
Yeah, that definitely was a weird part.
Jeremy, I definitely liked him better with Anna. Anyways, before the ghost thing happened.
Yeah.
I shipped them, like Jeremy and Anna. Which sibling did you like Stefan better with, Rebecca or Klaus?
Rebecca.
Yeah? I mean, I really did like Stefan with Rebecca, but I really wanted some Klaus-Stefan action. I would have loved it. It was hot. They had chemistry.
I'm not too much into that, but I couldn't see Klaus with...
Stefan?
With Stefan, but...
So, Alaric and Joe or Alaric and Jenna?
Alaric and Joe, 100%.
I agree with that 100% also.
I think they were made for each other.
They were perfect. She's so cute. She, like, kind of gets him out of his, like, bubble. Like,
well, even, like, after they're together in the, you know, like, the other show where she comes back to life. And
in Legacies?
Was, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And it was so sad. And, like, I wanted her to stay, and she couldn't. And it was just really sad.
I love that so much when when she starts to remember him.
Yeah.
And, like, who they actually were, like.
At least, like, she got to talk to her daughters, and, like, that was, like, important.
Lizzie's like, that's bio, Mom.
Yeah.
It was pretty wild, and it was, like, on their birthday, too, so that was really cute. Okay, so I also agree. I think that they were perfect for each other. I did like Jenna and Joe, but...
Not as much as...
No way, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so Elijah with Haley, or Elijah... With Catherine. And I'm even going to say Elijah with Gia.
Elijah and Haley. 100%.
Yeah, they're my favorite. They'll always be my favorite.
Yeah, I think. And, you know, like, when he lost his memory, like, was probably the saddest thing. And, like, I don't know how Klaus did it. And I don't really like that part of the show, but.
I hate the whole last two seasons get ruined so they can, like, make Legacies. And then Legacies sucked because they rushed everything and they should have gave us better endings for The Vampire Diaries and the originals. They, like, ruined a lot of things.
And I don't think that Klaus or Elijah should have died at all. I think that they should come back and they should have a whole nother show.
The afterlife of... Can we get there? Yeah, I really wanted a dance from Haley and Elijah because, like, you know how at the end of the show she's like, oh, she's like, I really gonna... I'll save that dance, like, when he's in Amnesia Land or whatever.
Yeah.
And she goes to, like, see him one time, and they have, like, this great chemistry.
Yeah.
And he sees her. and they do have that dance. She's like, if we meet in another life, I'll save for that dance. And then she says it again to Hope afterwards to tell him.
Yeah.
And he's just like, oh, shit. And I think that's when Elijah's like, I'll die for anybody to go see my baby. I think he was really trying to, like, cover it up like he was noble. But it was
I think Elijah loved her more than he ever loved anybody.
I don't know. I think he loved Klaus pretty fucking
well, much. I mean, but yes, Klaus is brother. But, you know, like, in him in relationships-wise, like, I really think Haley was the one.
And Haley couldn't let go of him either.
Yeah.
And even though she's in the afterlife with Jackson, she's still like, I love you forever, Elijah.
I think she really got confused between Jackson and Elijah, too. Like, but I definitely think she still had it for Elijah more.
Okay, so Klaus and Camille or Klaus and Haley?
Oh, you already know my answer. Klaus and Camille.
Over Klaus and Haley?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, I knew your answer over Klaus and Caroline, but I didn't know if it was your answer over Klaus and Haley, because I knew you liked them, too. So I'm always going to be a Klaus and Caroline shipper, but in Klaus and Haley or Klaus and Camille, I'm still going to pick Klaus and Haley because I fucking hate Camille.
I know.
I don't mean to hate her, but I just feel like she didn't, like, belong in this world where Haley and Caroline both did.
Yeah, I don't think she should have ever been a vampire. Like, I feel like her whole family just couldn't cope with, like, none of them could have been a vampire. Like,
and she didn't, none of them that made it as a vampire, like, didn't last long. I mean, only she did, I guess. But even, like, Seamus, like, or is that his name in the end? No. Nope, it's not it. Oh, what is it? I keep saying Seamus, though, I think. The guy that Haley's dating in season 5, who's been there for, like, Hope this whole time. Declan. Between the Eyes. Okay, says. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yep. Declan Between the Eyes. Don't make me friggin'. I forget, but that's, like, one of my favorite scenes. And then, like, Hope comes in and stops him. Okay, so how about Matt and Rebecca or Marcel and Rebecca?
Marcel and Rebecca.
Yeah, all day.
Yeah. They just had a chemistry that you couldn't break either. Like, they just...
So for Matt, personally, I will say that I loved him with Rebecca because he didn't really go good with anybody else. He had some moments with Elena, but they still weren't as good as, like, his Rebecca moment.
Yeah.
And I guess Nadia a little bit, too. But Nadia's Catherine's daughter.
Yep.
And so, like, Matt... But for me, it will Marcel and Rebecca are where it's at. And I know people are weirded out about their age gap, but, I mean, it was a different time back then.
Yeah, I mean, especially, like, with being vampires and stuff, like, eventually it didn't matter, I guess, when he got older, and then...
Yeah. Some people are still weirded out, but it's, like, it's her, his aunt, but... I mean, yeah. I just said aunt, can you believe that? I say aunt,
but not,
guys.
But not in real... You know, they're not blood related, so I guess that's... You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. And she's, like, technically a teenager, like, when she's... Because she's a vampire, so she's, like, really, like, 16.
Yep.
Like, she couldn't have been much older than that.
No.
There's no way. She's one of the few characters when they first start on TVD that actually looks like a high schooler.
Yeah.
Not many of them do.
Oh, she turns out so beautifully when she grows up, though. Like, she really does.
She's gorgeous anyways. Yeah. I love her now. I follow her on and she's just, like, really funny. And she's just, like, seems like a down-to-earth person. She seems really cool. And I love her outfits. Stefan and Valerie or Stefan and Catherine?
Stefan and Valerie.
Okay. I do like them, and I like that they could have had a baby together, but I think, like, I just felt bad for her because she, like, held on to him for so long, and he just didn't care anymore. Kind of like how I feel bad for Caroline in the same situation where they get married, and he loved Elena this whole time, and then just, like, bye, I'm going to go sacrifice myself to be with Catherine, so just to make sure she's dead for my brother and Elena's happiness.
Yeah.
Definitely
right. I feel bad about that, too.
And I feel bad. Like, he does the same thing to Valerie when he can finally be around Caroline again.
Mm-hmm.
When Raina Cruz is gone. So, but I am a Stefan and Catherine shipper. They are my endgame couple. Like, for each other. All right, so how about Bonnie and Damon or Bonnie and Nora?
Bonnie and Damon.
I like them too, but I also really wanted to see some Bonnie and Nora action. The only reason I don't think Bonnie and Damon could have happened is because they couldn't let go of Elena's character. If she had died, they could have mourned her together.
Yeah.
But I think Bonnie's way too good of a friend to date her friend's man. Even if she's never going to see Elena again, I don't think she would ever do that.
I don't think she would either. Yeah, you're right.
Especially knowing that she's going to come back. But if she died, it would have been different. It would have been acceptable.
Yeah. You're definitely right. Bonnie was a really good friend, though, so I couldn't see her doing that either.
I couldn't either, honestly. All right, so now this is going to be, like, between the species, I think. Yeah, we'll do it between the species. So, vampire or werewolf?
Vampire. Because I like how, like, I could live forever. And, well, try to live forever anyways. And I just think it would be really cool to see the different centuries.
Hybrid or tribrid?
Hybrid.
I'd say tribrid, because why not have all fucking three?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, you're right. I didn't think about it that way.
Augustine vampire or Ripper vampire?
I mean, Augustine. I mean, if I was a Ripper, I don't think I'd last very long.
Well, I think the Augustine, like, because Augustine vampires, I don't know, like, I don't know what they mean, like, Augustine or, like,
then again, Cole was a Ripper, right? Was it Cole that was a Ripper?
Stefan was a Ripper. He's kind of like a Ripper because he just has no self-control and he doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And he's just like a young teenage boy with a lot of angst until he meets Davina.
Yeah.
Oh, we should have. I didn't even do them. Cole and Davina or...
Cole and Davina.
it doesn't even matter. So back to the species. Siphoner or a regular witch?
A siphoner. No, a regular witch.
Okay.
I need to rethink that.
Hybrid or original vampire?
Original.
Just a regular hybrid, not an original hybrid.
An original vampire, I think.
Okay. Doppelganger or human?
Human.
So, I'm gonna, I don't even remember what I asked you, but I'll say doppelganger. Just because, like, a doppelganger basically is a human, you might as well have some magic in your blood.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
It's like, basically, you got the choice between Matt Donovan or Elena, and they both suck. Not to you, I guess. You like Elena.
I mean, I do, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so, Traveler or Gemini Coven?
Gemini Coven. Maybe that's because I am a Gemini.
I was just going to say the same answer for the same reason, girl. Our birthdays are 4 days apart. In 4 years. Or no, 3 years. 3 years, right?
Yeah, three.
Siren or Silas?
Cyrus?
Yeah, I would say that too. So, heretic or hybrid?
Hybrid.
Original hybrid or original vampire?
Original hybrid.
Yeah, I pick both of those too. I'd be a heretic every time, though, out of all of these. And I guess being part of the Gemini Coven would definitely... we'd still be part of the Gemini Coven.
Yeah.
Josie or Lizzie?
Josie. I like Lizzie also. It's a hard question.
I'm definitely a Lizzie girl. She reminds me of Caroline, so I'm definitely... And I would say that Josie's a lot like Bonnie in a lot of ways, too.
Yeah.
Bonnie Bennett or Freya Michelson?
Bonnie Bennett.
Damon or Klaus?
Klaus, 100%.
Yeah, I'm totally Klaus, 100% as well.
Yeah.
Everything about him is just like, and they're like, Damon is like a baby version of Klaus.
Yeah.
Where he's not as, and he's just like more impulsive.
Nobody can replace Klaus like this.
No, Klaus is just zaddy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Haley or Cammy?
Cammy.
Haley. Catherine or Rebecca?
Rebecca.
That's a tough fucking choice for
me.
I would probably say Rebecca too, but I also love Catherine. They're both like too similar, but I love them both. I guess Rebecca. Rebecca. Jeremy or Matt?
Oh, that's hard. Jeremy? I'd have to say.
Yeah, probably Jeremy. Tyler or Matt?
I do like Tyler, but...
I'm saying Tyler.
Yeah. I think he should have been in the show a little bit more than he was. Like,
I know.
At the
he,
end.
I don't understand why he just kept leaving.
Yeah.
Josie or Davina?
Davina. Davina. I liked it. Like, at some parts I hated her, but overall I love her at the end.
I like Josie. Also, more
yeah.
than Davina. I didn't like Davina as much as I
liked
Josie.
I didn't. Like I said, like, a lot of the parts I didn't like her, and then I did.
Silas or Cade?
Cade?
I'm gonna say Silas. MG or Caleb? It's Legacies.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember
Caleb.
Them.
Caleb. I do.
I liked MG. I did.
No,
like,
you know what? No, you're right. MG. Yeah, I did like him a lot better.
I like them both. It's a tough one for me, too, but yeah. I think I'm going to say MG just because, I don't know. Even though he gives off more Stefan vibes than Damon vibes, but yeah. Alaric Saltzman or Vincent Griffith?
Definitely Alaric.
What Rebecca, like, what did you think about Maisie, who played Rebecca? The other Rebecca, not Claire Holt.
Yeah. The one that was stuck in the house and, like, the house they were stuck in, and then
yes.
she was in a different body.
Yeah, so which one did you like better? Either Claire Holt, which is the original Rebecca, or Maisie, I can't remember how
the original
name.
Rebecca.
Yeah, I think that the other
I think
lady,
she played really well, the other...
Now, how about Caleb or Cole? Like, that, not Caleb from Legacies, but the other Caleb, like Coleb?
That's a hard question.
Honestly, that's an easy one for me. I think that I liked Caleb.
Yeah. That's what I'm leaning towards anyways.
I would definitely say that Caleb is, he's better with Davina. And I feel bad because the original actor, like, he does better than the original actor, where I think that the other Rebecca does, like, just as good.
Yeah.
When I asked you, like, Catherine or Elena, I always forget that they're actually just played by the same actress. And I'm like,
yeah.
We totally just had different answers, and we saw them as different people in our heads. It's crazy.
Everybody has a different view, so that's what kind of makes these shows pretty awesome.
Salvatore Boarding School or Whitmore College?
Salvatore Boarding School.
Lexi or Rebecca? Lexi or Bonnie, actually?
Bonnie.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go Lexi on this one. You did say Bonnie was your favorite from the get-go. All right. How about your top three ships out of the whole show?
My top three what?
Ships.
I don't know how to put these together. You're way better at it than me.
That's okay. You can just say their first names. You don't have to, like, say their ship name.
Klaus and Haley?
Yeah?
Or Camille, actually. Klaus and Camille.
So you say Klaus and Cammie. Who else?
Elena and Stefan.
Okay.
And... I can't think of a third one. Cole and Davina.
All right, my top three favorite ships are definitely Klaus and Caroline. All of my favorite ships include an original, so we're going to go with Klaus and Caroline, Rebecca and Marcel, and Haley and Elijah. And if I had to pick one more, I would also pick Cole and Davina, and then Selena. But that's my top three, five, whatever you want to call it. Human Elena or Vampire Elena?
Human Elena.
Vampire Elena for me. It's going to be Vampire Elena for me all day. I just, like, the bad characters have more, like, trauma and interesting things to watch about them.
You're right. They do.
For me, at least. Hope Michelson or Lizzie Saltzman?
Hope Michelson.
I knew you were going to say that, honestly, but I'm a Lizzie girl as well. Landon and Hope, or Hope and...
I don't even care. It's Landon and Hope.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm a Lizzie and Hope shipper. Hardcore.
That was
I love
really
how, like...
for me to watch, like, Landon, like, I don't even know if Landon was Landon at the end.
It was very weird. It got like crazy. Did you finish it ever?
I didn't finish the absolute end, but
I did.
I know the Landon thing was like, I didn't even know who if he was him anymore. Like, yeah. After the third time.
One more. Klaus with Aurora or Klaus with Caroline?
Klaus and Caroline.
I love Klaus and Aurora too, though. If they could have been a ship in that show, I think I would have liked them more than I like Klaus and Caroline, honestly.
I guess I didn't see a lot like of Aurora's, like, because like she was only in there like afterwards.
She comes back in Legacies. You need to finish it. It's so good. She like, she dies for hope to live because of, and then she's like.
Well, then maybe I'd like her. You know.
But it's like there's, and I love Caroline too. Don't get like I love Caroline. She's my number one favorite character in the entire universe. But. Who's your number one character in the entire universe?
Klaus.
I know. I might have already answered that and said Klaus, but that's like the man one, but Caroline's before him out of in every aspect. And then my sexy man crush is Klaus, but he's also my second favorite character in general. But okay, thank you so much for joining my podcast today. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Bye.